Weiter in Shasbir and Bava Basra Dav Chav Vav. Picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach L'Stei Chavero. Do not plant a tree next to the field of your friend. Rashi explains, Bein Sada 11, Bein Sada Ilan. I don't care what kind of field we're talking about here. You could be talking about a Sada 11, which is a grain field, or think about a Sada Ilan, which is a tree, where there's trees. For time, Rashi says, could they have a Sakerim in order to go out to work the vineyard, Kishe Yacharosh Esa Ilan Sav, in order to do the charisha for the ilan, you don't have to enter, bring your plow into your friend's field. Back to the Mishnah, unless you distance 4 amos to have that space between the wall and your stuff in order to go into the macharisha. This is talking about whether it's a grapevine or something, talking about other trees. If there's a fence between the two of them, then and then you can go and you go right up to the gather itself, no problem. Says Gemara, are you sure Shem Yotzim Shel Chaver? Let's say your roots are going into your neighbor's field. Maimik Shoshet Tefachim. That is that Rashi explains Lahen Balasada Shiyotz L'Socho. If let's say my stuff is going to your field, you can go ahead and you can chop out 3 tefachim of the dirt there and get rid of all the roots are there. Kedishal Yaakov it's a Macharisha, so doesn't mess up your plow. Let's say you wanted to go in to dig one of these things, a pit, a ditch, or a cave of sorts, a vault, and there's roots over there, kotzitz v'yor, you can go all the way as far as you need. Rashi says, ba'omah gimel tfachim, ve'he'itzim shalo, and the wood belongs to him. Rashi says, gemara far shel mi. Who does it belong to? The one who just cut it out, or the one whose tree it is? Ta'ana, zakti li gemara, arba omah sha'armu, these 4 amos that we said over here, they have to keep between you and your field. Kedei avodas hakerem is in order to go ahead again to work it without messing up your friend's thing to go around it. Amar Shmuel Oshon Ela Beretz Yisrael. This is only talking about Eretz Yisrael. Avo beBavel. When it comes to Bavel, shtei amos. It's only 2 amos. Rashi says Shemacharishasan Kitzara. The ones that are in Bavel, they have smaller plows, and therefore you only need 2 amos, as opposed to 4 amos in Eretz Yisroel. Tanya Nami Yavir Baiso is backs us up. Do not go and plant the Ilan to your friend's field. Elim Ken Yochik Menesh to Amos, unless you distance it 2 amos. I want to turn on 4 amos, but we learned in the Mishnah 4 amos. I love Kiddushmo. Must be like Shmuel said, that it's one's above it, one's above it, one's in Eretz Yisroel. Vigid Ramali Mirva, someone asked this as a question, right? Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, a person can't go and plant his thing next to the feet of his friend. Ella im Kane, here could be an Alabama, unless he distances himself for Amos. I vote Tanish to Amos, the person says to Amos. Amr Shmuel, Okacha, Kam, Bavel, Kam, Eretz Yisroel. Viter, Rabba Bar of Chanan, Havule, Hanhu Dikli. Rabba Bar Chanan, he had palm trees. How are you with that? Palm trees? Metsa de Pardesa de Yosef, and they were on the border of Rav Yosef's vineyard. Rashi's Pardesa is Kerem. Havu also Tzipor Yosef declared, and these birds would come and they would sit down on the, they would chill on the palms. V'nochse be Pardesa mafsele. And they would go down to the vineyards and they would ruin the vineyards. So Amalei, so if Yosef says to Rabbi Rechana, you know, it's the one who has the vineyard, says to the one who has the trees, Zil Kodes, go cut down your trees because they're damaging my stuff over here. Amalei says back for Har Chikili. What do you mean? But I moved it away. Like as much as after. Rashi says Dalat Amos. Moved it 4 amos. Amalei, Yosef says Mahani Mili Ilanos. That's something they're talking about from Ilanos. Avala Gafanim Bidin Tvei. But if it's Ilanos to Gafanim, then you have to have more. Ivan Tanam. We said in our Mishnah, Echad Gafanim Echad Kuli. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just got to be 4 amos. So Amalei says back to Mahani Mili Ilan Ilan Gafanim Gafanim. That's if it's Ilan field to an Ilan field or Gafanim to Gafanim. Avala Ilan Gafanim Bidin Tvei. But if it's then, you're gonna have to do more. It's got to be more. So Amalei. So he says back to Sister of Yosef, I'm not cutting it down. The Amarav, because Rav says, Hai Dikla, the Torin Kaba Asalimisayu. It's also to go out to cut down a palm that you're going to have a kav of fruit that's going to come from it. Varmar Chini says, Lo Shachav Shichas Bri, Eladakote Inza Below Zimne. My son, whose name was Shichas, died early. We'd only died because of the fact that he cut down a fig tree before its time. Rashi says, Kach Shmo, Shechas is his name. Interesting. Shechas. So Mar Inichale Lekos, if you want, you go ahead. I let you cut it down. I'm not cutting it down. I'm not getting involved with cutting down fruit trees. Bad news. Rav Papa Avulei Hanu Dikli. Rav Papa had these dekalim, had these palm trees. Amitzah, the Rav Hunabrid, the Rav Yeshua was on the border of who we just said. Oz Askech the Havachafar, and Rav Papa saw that Rav Huna was digging around the holes in his own property. He was cutting Rav Papa's roots of his tree. Again, Rav Papa's tree roots were growing into Rav Huna's area, and Rav Huna was cutting it off, like the Mishnah said. I'm going to lay my high. He says, whoa, what are you doing over here? What's going on over here? Rashi says, Amai Kaitso, why are you going and cutting it up? Amalei says back to him, Tanan, what do you mean? We're learning Tanan Mishnah. If you have roots that are going to your friend's property, you can go and you can go down three, a depth of three. You don't have to ruin your plow. Amalei, he says back to him, no, honey, mili shlosha. That's talking about, honey, mili shlosha. Shlosha mar kachafar tfei, but you're going more than shlosha. What are you doing? So Amalei says, no, because I know I want to do these type of things, the pits, the ditches, vaults, and I can do even more. You can keep going down. The Eitzah belongs to you, which I don't know, and belongs Shalom, which I don't know what that means yet. Amar Papa, Papa says, Amri Le Kulei. Kuli, Rashi says, Hevisi Lurayos Harbish Loyakos. I brought him a lot of rayos that he shouldn't go ahead and cut this. Veloy Chilele, but I wasn't able to do it. I wasn't able to overcome him. He wouldn't listen. Beep, turn the page. Chafel from the page. Ad Amri Le Adam Reviewed until finally said, Reviewed says, Mesa Shechsiku Bu Rabim. If you have a boundary with which the Rabim have already set up and established as a path, Rashi says, Lasoslam Derech, also the Kako, you can ruin an Alpha Pisha who shall Yachit, even if it's Yachit. Faronami Achzikil, and I also was machzik in this because you never said anything back at the Gemara. So we said, also the calculo, it's also to go and to destroy it. Then I set up over here, I have these roots over here, and therefore you can't cut them down. Finally, he listened to me, says the Gemara, the Basa, the Nafak Amar. After a Papa left, Rav Huna said, Oy vey, woe is to me. I could have responded to him. Rashi says, Rav Huna, what does that mean? After Rav Papa left, Rav Huna says, Abai Lo Mile, why don't you just tell him? When is it true what you just said? That's once it's already established, that's within 16 amos, which is the fruit, the tree is getting nourishment from that area. But once it's beyond that, then you let it go and you can cut it down. So in this case over here, I was cutting down because it's after 16 amos. It says Rashi, the Ilan, Aval, if it's outside of that. Even though we know their roots go 25 amos, in yonken it's only yonik, it only nurses and gets its sustenance, its nutrients within 16 amos. Come on, I was doing this outside of 16 amos. That's what I could have responded. Oh well, I didn't. If you're going, you're digging these type of things. Coach is very going to be deeper. Vitzim Mishol and Eitzim are Shalom. But many Yaakov had Yava Mirav Chista. Yaakov, Rashi says, had Yava is the mean had Yav. That's where he's from. He says, Eitzim shall me. Who are the Eitzim belong to? If my roots are growing into your field, then you go and you chop up those roots, it says that they're Shalom. Whose are they? So Amar Le Tinisua. We learn from Mishnah the following idea in Mi'ila. Sharshe Ilan shall head you tabayim b'shal hektish. Let's say you have Sharshe Ilan, the roots of a tree that is owned by someone who's a hedyot, regular person, regular dude, and they go, Abayim b'shal hektish, and they grows into land that belongs to hektish, to the bitimikdash, lo nehenin. You're not allowed to get hana from those roots. Rashi says, midur abanan, velo molim, but you're not over me'ila if you did. Rashi says, imnene lo mol, amalokachi. It must be that it's not kadosh, right? You're not over that iser. Okay. Iyam might be shalmabasa ilan, as then you've only said we go after the ilan. In other words, that my tree is growing into hektish. If you're going according to the ilan, then mishum hachi lo molim, that's why we're not over me'ila. Because even though it's going into the next one, we go busser the Elon, and therefore, since it's Elon's in a regular place, that's not considered me Elon over here. Elon might busser karkas, you know, but if you want to say it goes after karka. Just 1 second. Important to know. Rashi says v'lomol and imnena lomol amalokachi. Right, we said there's not going to be kadosh. That maybe midar rais is not meila, but midar abana. They're coming to say you don't get enough from these things that are in hektish property, but. but you're still not going to be over Mila. Aliyah Amar the Basar Karka, Zlina, if you want to say goes after Karka, that the ownership goes according to the Karka, then Amar Lo Moilin. Why wouldn't she be over Meila? Kum Techois, it must be that it's actually coming Basar Ilan, and therefore the one who chops it up, cuts it up, has to give it to the other person. So if I am next to your field and my stuff goes into your field and you chop up the roots, you have to give it to me because we go Basar Ilan. Says Gemara, Elamai Basar Ilan, is that what we want to say? We got this as a problem. El Seifa, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa of that Mishnah over there. Shel Hekta, Shaboy, Mishel Hedyot. Let's say you have a case. You have the shrush and the roots of a tree that's owned by the of Hektish. It's going the opposite direction, and it goes into a hedyot. Then what's the din? Lo nanin, you can't get enough from velo moilin. You don't get time ila either. Huh? Hold on a second. You said it goes after the tree. Rashi says lo nanin it's a chedei, right? Okay, that's what we said. Velo moilin vibas ilan is the end of going baser ilan, and ilan is taka. Belongs to Hektish. So am I Lo Moilin? Why would it be that you're not over Me'ila? Oh, it must be that it doesn't go after the tree, but it goes after the ground. Going against what Rav Chisda said before, that it goes after the roots. That it goes after the tree. So that's a Gemara. Okay, Midi Iria. This whole thing is off. Rashi says, Maskana Dekushi. This is like the end of the kash on it. It says, Midi Iria. All these things have really no shaykhis to it. Rashi says, Klomer, Mikula lav iriyahi lo lamashma mina basa ilan lo lamashma mina basa karka. You can't learn it from here what's going after ilan or karka. The time of Vishum da'anach shroshim gidulim habayim la'achish hoktash. All those roots are things that happened after it was already muktash ilanu. Ve'ikilam adamim besechas mila ain molin begidulin. There's no mila when it comes to gidulin. A field of shroshi hektash besad the hektash. Even if it be the roots of hektash in a field of hektash, when you're makdash that the bottom line is the point is it continues on, that's a considered part of it. So that's why you say you can't even compare this. Back to the Gemara, midi iri. We're talking about the gedulin, the stuff that grows after it was already muktash, and therefore the kasava ain meila begedulin, and we know we hold that there's no meila in the begedulin. So whether the roots belong to the owner of the tree or to the person of the land, there's going to be no meila over here, and therefore this mission is not going to give us a raya either way. Says the Gemara, Ravina Amar. Ravina says Lokasha, another answer over here, and he says that. No, kan besoch sheshes re'ama, kan chutz sheshes re'ama. One's within 16 amos, and one is outside of it. Rashi says, the Ravina Amad Lokasha, reached the Katani Basa Ilan, as the Rishi says, we go after the Ilan, hainu besoch tezayin amah. That's within tezayin amah, therefore it's still nourishing from it, 16 amos. So Seifa, the Katani shall hektish, bayin besoch shall hedyot. That's coming within, with besoch shall hedyot, lo mi'ilan, lo molin, hainu chutz tezayin. When it says when it goes after, there's no mila, it's because it's after tezayin amah, therefore it's not getting any nourishment from it anymore. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and Be'ez Hashem, pick it up, continue on tomorrow. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day.